Hello and welcome to the One of One podcast presented by 101 Pieces Publishing. It's me, Anthony A.R. Milton. Thank you for joining me for another week of reading one of my short stories that you can find on 101pieces.net/pens with bullets. Right today, we will be continuing the AR series, Augmented Reality, Part 4. Blood by Stardust, the final drop. Can't wait to get into it, but first, let me just highlight what happened recently. I'm still letting that award from the International Impact Book Awards sink in. It's great. It's a prestigious achievement to be able to win something on my first novel. Honestly, it's my first creative writing award, like, ever. So, it's just cool, man. Just know if you believe in something big, you can pull out something great. So, this journey's just beginning. I just got over signing at the Alexandria Barnes & Noble in Potomac Yard. I end up selling 20 books, which is amazing. I like this feet to ground part of the process of marketing in this area. It's going way further than any ad would ever go. This weekend, speaking of signings, I have one starting my library tour of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library System at the Town Center branch, which is located in Spotsylvania Mall. That'll be from 12 to 3 on March 1st. So, getting through the year, y'all. And one more signing. So, that's amazing. If you're in the area and you're listening to this the day of, and you got some time, pull up. If not, guess what? You can see me March 15th at the Fairfax Barnes & Noble. So that's my next signing. And that's it for news. So I'm working on some other short stories that'll possibly be on the website soon. Don't want to make any promises. Learn my lesson with this AR story. We're gonna make sure the story's good before I give it to y'all. Even though I love, you know, comics and manga, you know, that week to week stuff. But that's only fun if you got the time and you're not working on a book two. So if y'all thinking about it, and if you read Axiom, you're like, man, is he making a sequel? Just know, yes. And I'm deep into it now. And it's fun. If it's fun for me, just know I can't wait to get it to y'all, man. So that's all I can say. So without any further delay, I'll begin with AR Part 4, Blood by Stardust, the final drop. The two walked over to the east wing's extension of the Axiom Garden, which held a garage with 5 Humvees and a gated exit leading away from the compound. Karina inspected the black military vehicles, walking around each one, dragging her finger across the doors, surprised they were without dust or grime. Blue tarps were tied to the beds of the vehicles to carry precious mounds of the Axiom mineral. You've been stockpiling for the last 10 years? Give or take a year. Getting over the realness of the situation took some time. Either you abandoned me or died. Same with mom or dad. Society certainly fell, but being alone was worse. I didn't step outside for an entire year because I was afraid to die, or that you wouldn't be able to find me if you came back. I read through as much as your research that I could understand until I couldn't take it anymore. Javier paused, attempting to catch the rest of the words for his story. I didn't know what would happen when I stepped outside. A drone scooped me up from the sky and put me into a prison, or would I just fall in line with the EIE's programming and forgo my humanity? But nothing. I stepped out here, and there was nothing but silence and green. From what I could see on the TV, was the environment was decaying ever since Inferno Day. But back here was different, and it made me think of your research. That's how I found the Axiom mineral growing on the property. And that's when I came up with the plan to break the world. There's at least a few hundred pounds of minerals in these trucks. Just cutting them on is a suicide mission. We'll be fine, as long as we don't run over a speed bump too fast or ram into a building. Javier answered, smirking at the vehicle as if it were returning the reassurance. All things are moving. Even the objects we believe are still. The atoms of the Axiom mineral transfers its energy in a way that allows it not to explode on itself, as if it were a cushion or a mattress. Only enough force against an opposite material will bring out its volatile qualities. In some way, that explains its fertilizing properties as well. The atom's movement is constant, which is why it emits a jamming signal in the first place, and that very movement is what gives life to organic things around it. Exactly. There's an area just outside of the incompatible prison down in the wasteland where plants are starting to grow again. That's where we'll set up in order to begin our prison break. Javier continued with his plan, pacing around the vehicles in the garage. Bits and pieces of Javier's plan leaked through Karina's ears in that moment, but it wasn't an immediate focus as it should have been. He mentioned recording his voice and burning a message onto CDs fitted into every truck. He said something about using the recordings as a distraction to lure inspectors of the incompatible prison down to where the Axiom mineral is sprouting life, in order to short-circuit them and learn their patterns. But for all the importance of the moment, none of it mattered to Karina. In this moment, she was simply thankful to have found her brother. The last 20 minutes had made up for a decade of emptiness. A decade of not being an active participant in her own life was behind her, and what stood before her was a dream. Listening to a mature version of her younger brother lay out plans to save the world. All she could do was smile. A distant hum of thunder rocked the foundation of the Axiom Research Agency. Karina snapped out of her daze, back to the present moment. Later, in the nights to come, she'd reflect on the sweet bliss froze within her memory from today. She'd unthaw it, nibble on it, then put it back in her mental freezer to snack on again another day. Hoping her last bite of a surreal memory hadn't gone bitter. She stepped out from under the covering of the garage to a clear sky, not a cloud in sight. Javier followed her, putting a hand over his eyes like a cap as he scanned the horizon. He looked up and around until his mind concluded what his eyes couldn't see. "The EIE followed you here," Javier yelled over the rumbling as he darted back to the building. Shocked, Karina's mouth tried to find the words to explain herself, object to the notion, but her voice failed to come to her defense as the oncoming buzzing grew louder. "Javier, wait!" was all she could yell as she chased her brother inside. Panic pushed Javier into the ARA's lobby. He went to one of the entrance doors, which had a peephole opening that allowed him to see past the vines and weeds, covering the surface of the building. Karina rushed in and saw Javier hunched over, scanning the outside through a hole only he could use. Briefly, she pictured that's how he looked as she was walking into the ARA just an hour before. "Come look, that's no rain. We've got hundreds of VTE butterfly drones heading our way." Karina went and saw for herself, has branches and leaves covering parts of the imperfect peephole. Her eyes fell upon a swarm of butterfly drones fluttering in the sky. The multitude of drones in the sky moved like a cloud, blotting out the sun, while the steel on their flapping wings pinged shimmers that signaled their fast approach. "What do we do now?" Karina asked, turning back to Javier, who was already on his way back towards the garage.
"Wait, Javier! Where are you going? We don't have a plan yet."
"I told you the plan already. We just have to get everyone into the trucks and head to the wastelands outside the prison."
"Won't the EIE follow us there?"
"It can't even see us, trust me. But we have to go, and we have to move fast."
"Karina! Karina Santos, come forward now!"
A familiar voice boomed down from the heavens. Karina paused at the call of her name as Javier continued forward, not falling for the distraction. But Karina couldn't help herself. The distraction was meant for her, after all. So she turned back and looked through the brush covering the entrance and saw Catherine sitting high in a tactical self-flying VTE helicopter. Still wearing her work clothes from the bakery, Karina could tell Catherine was nothing more than a husk, an emissary for the EIE. Catherine held a loudspeaker to her mouth and called out to Karina over the thundering drones.
"Karina Santos, your last known location before disconnecting from the EIE was within this dark zone of the Unified Network. Turn yourself in now, and you won't be reprimanded. In fact, you will be honored for your discovery. A discovery of a flaw within my system. A blind spot that went undetected for a decade until you wandered away from your containment zone. There will be some changes made within the UNET, and that is all thanks to you. So come out, so we can get to work on perfecting this reality,"
the EIE said through the lips of Catherine.
"Damn it,"
Karina murmured to herself, knowing Catherine was correct about her leading the EIE here. From Javier's explanation of his past experiments, there was time and space between when the converter was disconnected from the EIE to where they woke up. So there was no way to track where they had gone. But now the EIE is aware that it had a blind spot. It just doesn't know how.
"Very well, Karina Santos. There is no time to waste. Your corpse will be exhumed and your brain processed for its memories, for the answers I need."
And with the wave of Catherine's hand, the first line of butterfly drones fell from the sky in a kamikaze-like fashion. Karina ran towards the garage entrance before the explosion knocked her to the floor. There were a few moments of silence as she drifted between conscious and concussed until the ringing in her ears finally began.
"Come on, Karina, get up,"
Javier said, dragging Karina off the ground. His words fell on throbbing ears as Karina stared at him with a glazed look of shock.
"Why weren't you behind me? We have to get out of here. That thing will drop drones all night until it levels the area."
Another explosion battered the ARA's foundation. "This building might not last either. Let's go," Javier finished, throwing his sister's arm over his shoulder as he walked her to the garage. The dozen transfigured and reverted humans from Javier's experiments had already loaded into the various trucks, packed in seats and even the beds of the trucks next to the mounds of Axiom minerals. "Here, you're going to rival Ralph and a few others who know where to go. I have to bring in the rear to make sure we all get out," Javier said, opening a passenger door to a truck as he forced Karina inside. With her ears still ringing and her brain settling from knocking against her skull, she barely put up a fight. Her body weight made it difficult to get her in the seat properly until Ralph, a pudgy, partly balding reverted human wearing spectacles, helped haul her in from the driver's seat. Javier fastened the seatbelt for Karina as she held her head, attempting to stay conscious. A head nod of understanding was exchanged between Javier and Ralph. "Make sure you get her to the camp outside of the prison, and don't wait for me. Add to your numbers and go after the EIE before it's too late and it adapts," Javier finished. "Thank you, Javier, for everything," Ralph said over the sound of another explosion that rocked the building. Javier didn't answer. He gave his sister a kiss on the cheek and rubbed her hair one last time before closing the door. After two pats against the side of the truck, the caravan was on its way. Karina locked eyes with Javier one last time as the truck drove away. As she turned back, looking through the window in disbelief, "Javi," a whisper of an incomplete name was all she could say before passing out. Javier watched as the caravan pulled away from the compound amidst the thumping explosions. He waited until they were clear from the back gate and out of view before revving up the engine of his own truck. He imagined the EIE barricaded the surrounding area in order to excavate this site without damaging any converted humans, so the caravan would make it safely to the campsite under the covering of the Axiom mineral. But how long would it take for the EIE to widen its search to look for negative spots in its system? That's a question he knew he could delay the answer to, even if only for a day. He hopped out of the truck to search the garden for a perfect way to ignite his makeshift bomb. And just like King David took down Goliath with five stones, all Javier needed was a rock. The engine's fuel would act as a catalyst to the mound of minerals in the truck's bed once the rock lands and starts the chain reaction, Javier thought. He tossed a stone in the air as if he were a pitcher in the World Series and sent it flying with a smile, a grenade filled with hope. Half a mile away, the caravan of reverted and transfigured saw a mushroom cloud emerge, followed by a shockwave that lifted the cars off the road for a few seconds. Thousands of butterfly drones fell from the sky like rain, while Karina slept through it all. To be concluded. Up next, Resurrection Protocol. Wow, wow, wow. Oh man, we're almost there, y'all. We're almost at the end. We're almost at the conclusion of the augmented reality story. What a way, what they would call the penultimate episode, you know? I'm having fun. Can't wait to let y'all hear the next part. But you know, you can always jump ahead and go to 101pieces.net, Pens with Bullets, and read the final two parts of the story. Read the conclusion for yourself. The chapters are called Resurrection Protocol. It's a part one and part two. So hopefully I'll be getting them to you guys soon. Don't want to delay. Man, I'm excited. You may get a double drop this week. If you got any questions, if you want to chat, if you want to communicate with other readers on the story, please sign up for 101pieces.net, become a member, be able to check out any discounts I have for my stories, Axiom, or any new short stories that get posted to the site. Thank you for listening, making it to the end. You have a blessed day, blessed week, whenever you're listening to it. Peace.